Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Hey Compass Church, Christian here from Noosa. Your pastor Phil has asked me to bring a word today and I'm delighted to do so. I can't wait to be back with you in person, but for now we're going to do this through the screen. The title of my message today is The Responsibilities of All Believers. So I just want to bring two scriptures today as we start. The first is Acts 17:28, and it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." And also some of your own poets have said, "For we are also his offspring." In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations." I think a fair statement is that most people's desire in life is to be known. And one of the sweetest sounds in life is your name. When somebody calls out your name from across a room or from across the street, they've seen you and they know you and they call out your name, and it's just a great feeling. And today, regardless of circumstances, I want to remind each of you that you are known. You are known by God. He loves you. He's for you and he believes in you. And if anybody's ever heard me preach before, it's usually around miracles and signs and wonders and the power of God and the grace of God and the faithfulness of God. But today I want to look at the responsibilities of all believers. So in Romans 12, starting in verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has its special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing different things well." He goes on to say, "Don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically." You know, as members of society, we have certain responsibilities that whether we want to or not, we can't get away from. We have to pay our bills. We have to follow road rules. We have to act civilly with each other in community, and we have to obey instructions from law enforcement. And if we don't, there are consequences for our actions. You know, my boys are members of the soccer club, and they have certain responsibilities when they play soccer. They have to turn up to training. They have to listen to their coach. They have to stay in position. They have to work as a team. If not, they're cut from the team. You know, and as Christians, we also have responsibilities. We live under grace, not under law, but we still have responsibilities as believers. We haven't joined a club. We've joined a family. And as a result, there's things we have to do, ways we have to act, and things we have to demonstrate, because that's what God wants for our lives, and his will is good and perfect. And the thing is this, there's no exceptions. There's no leave passes. We all have to act responsibility. And our responsibilities as believers are to grow and to go. Let me say that again. The responsibility of every believer, whether you're a new Christian or been a Christian all of your life, the responsibility for each of us is that we would grow and then we would go. Because God's not looking for followers. Sorry, he is looking for followers, not fans. Fans love what Jesus did, but followers do what Jesus said. And I want to encourage you today, there is a power and authority in your life that flows through your obedience to the will of God. And I saw a sign the other day that said, "Coming to Jesus is free, but becoming like him will cost you everything." When we become believers, it's each of our own responsibility to grow in love, to grow in faith, to grow in service of others, because that's God's will for our life. And I guess the question would be, what does growing look like? And ultimately, it's like living like you don't want to. Let me explain that. It's doing what you don't necessarily want to. It's going against your own fleshly nature, taking on the nature of Christ and displaying that to all of humanity. It says this in Matthew 5, 43 to 45. You've heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives sunlight to both the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. In other words, God's ways aren't our ways. His thoughts aren't our thoughts. They're higher than our ways. They're higher than our thoughts. But you will grow when you can love your enemies. The next one is forgiving people. Mark 11, 25 says, but when you're praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. God doesn't want you to hold judges. He wants you to forgive. He wants you to take away the wrongs that others have done, to forget them and to move on in life. The next one's being generous. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. God wants to pour such abundance and blessing into your life, and he just wants you to get generous and adopt his nature into your world. You know, we need to develop our faith and understand the things of God. And it says this in Hebrews 6. It says, let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God. We need to mature, we need to grow, we need to develop. How do you do that? Get into the scriptures, get into the word, spend time with God, pray, let the Holy Spirit speak to you and teach you. Jesus, the Bible says, grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and all the people. Can I encourage you with your Compass Academy? Go and do some Bible college. Go and do research. Read your word. Listen to podcasts. Just listen to your pastor's teaching over and over again and let yourself develop and grow in God. And you know what? Growing ultimately, it feels pretty sucky in the natural when we're growing. When my boys grow, they start to ache and their bones hurt and their muscles get tight. But it's necessary for us to become all that we've been designed and created to be. And you know, we're like, I don't want to love, and God says grow. And we're like, I don't want to forgive, and God says grow. And it's like, I don't want to serve, grow. I don't want to give, grow. We grow through adversity. We grow through adopting another nature, a heavenly nature. In Isaiah 48:10 says, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. David, the shepherd boy who became a king and a giant slayer, his growth came through facing that giant. Daniel was thrown into a lion's den and growth came, development came, maturity came because he waited and trusted in God. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego grew in a furnace. Jesus went to a cross. The disciples faced some storms, but through it all, they saw the goodness and faithfulness of God. And can I encourage you today? It's not what you go through in life, it's how you go through it. Keep journeying, keep putting one foot in front of the other. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, don't stop walking. Just keep walking, keep looking to that light, keep looking to Jesus, and you will come to the other side. This season's going to end. We're going to come out bigger and stronger and more full of faith, more connected as a community. And I want to encourage you, you couldn't be connected to a greater community than Compass Church. It is amazing. The leadership, the team, it is a phenomenal house that God is building and developing. And I prophesy that you are going to come out bigger and stronger, more mature and more developed at the end of this season in Jesus' name. You know, the word tells us that all authority in heaven and earth is Jesus's. And then he says, and now go and make disciples. Go into all the world. And the question is, how the heck do I do that? Even in this time of containment and restriction, how do I go into all the world? And it says here in Acts 1:8, it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If we're to go, I want to encourage you with this. We need to firstly wait on the Holy Spirit, and then we need to start where we're at. You don't have to change the world today, but just start where you're at with what you have, because it's enough. God has placed his spirit on the inside of you. Corinthians says we've all been given the same spirit of faith. We just need to develop that spirit, work that spirit, and then be bold and courageous. The devil wants you contained, but God wants you free. God wants you free to go out and touch others and release to them what he has released to you. And I love this. What's Jerusalem? It's your family and your friends. Judea is your work colleagues, your suburb, your town. And Samaria is wherever God leads you. Beyond those borders, beyond those walls, beyond your natural connections, God will lead you. He'll give you words to speak into people's lives. Just be willing to open your mouth. And that's what it said at the very beginning, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. It's never how we start, church. It's always how we finish. And I want to encourage you today, do life courageous. Do life passionate. Do life strong. Don't let the current circumstance dictate to your emotional state. Stir yourself in your most holy faith. Rise again and watch what God will do through you. God said to Joshua, be bold and courageous. He said to Moses, come out here and see. I want to encourage you today to come out from whatever it is you're sitting under and see. David said, I would have lost heart if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I prophesy that you are going to see the goodness of God go before you in the coming days, weeks, and months. He said to Gideon, come out here, you mighty man of valor. I feel like God is calling some people out today to come out, to stand up, to rise tall and rise strong and let the power of the Holy Spirit flow through their life. The Israelites, he called out of Egypt. You are coming out of this season. You are coming out stronger. You are going to come out victorious and God is with you. I want to let you know that your future isn't contained in your current circumstances. Your future is bright. Your future is blessed. God is for you and not against you, and there is nothing that can stop you moving forward in life. All we need to do is grow and go. And my prayer for you today is that you would understand that God is calling you upwards. He's asking you to lift your eyes so that you can see all that he has for you, and he has paths and directions for your life. Father, I pray today you would bless Compass Church, you would grow Compass Church, that every person would experience your touch upon their life, that miracles would flow today in your mighty name, Jesus. I declare, Heavenly Father, open heavens over every family, over every marriage, over all finances, over jobs, over health, over bodies. I declare miracles right now in Jesus' name. Miracles that land changing lives and then flow through those changed lives to change Melbourne and the surrounding suburbs and this great nation of Australia. Compass Church, God bless you. I love you. I can't wait to be with you again. And I hope this word has blessed you today. God bless.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.